good afternoon and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 9, 2012. We'll begin the meeting today with an invocation. It'll be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
Gentlemen, mine, we appreciate if you bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Not only that, we ask you give that divine wisdom to this court, we ask that you give it to every elected individual in our county. We know without you, we can't make appropriate decisions. Lord, not only that, we ask that you continue to strengthen those families that have loved ones away, fighting wars, so we can enjoy the privilege of freedom. These we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 5 to contract for road reconstruction in Precinct 3 with Triple B Services. This change order will decrease the amount of the contract by $144,876.93 down to $2,689,638.30 in total. And this change order is for the adjustment of the actual quantity used for road materials for the respective unit prices set forth in the contract. Again, that is a project that is funded by round one of the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant that's administered by the General Land Office. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. As far as this money that we're decreasing the contract for, what happens to that money?
It goes back into a pot. The county had an allocation of TDRA Round 1 Disaster Hurricane Ike funding of total amount of about $29,100,000. County had a lot of projects in there, and then the Commissioner's Court allocated to a lot of special utility districts and local governmental entities like Water Control and Improvement District Number 10, West Jefferson Municipal Water District, Drainage District 7, Drainage District 6, the LNVA, that's a port authority that's being passed. All of those monies were allocated, the total amount of $29 million that were based on the respective, every local entity had their own engineer, and the engineers came up with a estimate of what it was going to cost to perform the work, either because the economy has been slow, because we've had some decrease in some material costs, and so forth and so on. The bids in most of those cases, or the actual cost of the projects, came in at 80% to 90% of the amount that was originally estimated. So I think today, as we sit here today, out of all the $29 million in contracts, we've got about $3.8 million left over. We've gone to the General Land Office now administering the grant, and we're asking them to allow us to utilize that money for health and welfare and adult probation facilities in Port Arthur, as well as for some improvements to some extensions of some West Jefferson Municipal Water District lines that'll provide water service in the entities. And there's probably going to be some money left over after that. So the court, the GLO will probably go out for supplemental applications at some point in the future. And that's a long, short answer.
Yeah, so we pretty much still can utilize leftover money is what I was trying to make sure.
Well, we had until February to give them projects and
new projects.
New right? projects. We gave them a project for Port Arthur Indigent Healthcare and adult probation. That was for refurbishment. I've got meetings Thursday in Austin to meet with the GLO and request a waiver to allow new construction because of the cost of doing that. Hopefully they'll be.
Appreciate it, Judge.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled because we're thankful for the rainwater we're getting. Item B is to hold a public hearing regarding adoption of an order with respect to Republic Services, Inc. project approving the refunding of the Mission Economic Development Corporation Solid Waste Disposal Revenue Bonds for Allied Waste North America, Inc. project Series 2007A bonds. So I will open up for a public hearing if anyone has anything to say about the agenda items C, which is to authorize county judge to execute a certificate approving the order with respect to Republic Services, Inc. project and public hearing, TEFRA hearing, and related matters. And there really is no one around today that really, there were some bonds that were issued in 2007. It was for an entity using government pass-through financing in another county. It did not obligate the full faith and credit of Jefferson County or of any other local government agency in Jefferson County. Really has very little to do with us. It's more just technicality relating to them refunding some bonds. In other words, this entity is going back and issuing new bonds at a lower interest rate, and they're paying off all the bondholders. Any comments? Not, I'll close the hearing and move on to item C and D, which is also to consider and possibly approve Alec Rupp as the interim airport director effective July 16, 2012, with an annual salary of $60,889.
Judge, can we take D separate?
Okay. We have a motion on B and C. Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to item D is considering possibly approve Alex Rupp as the interim director, airport director, at that annual salary I relayed to earlier of $60,889. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Yes, Judge, in light of some correspondence that I got in the last hour or so, I'm going to abstain from this vote on D, and the court can have their way. Thank you.
Judge, I would, and I talked to Commissioner Weaver, I visit with you. I would hope that we would do an executive session before we take this action to make sure that the comfort levels on the court is okay. And I know it may be okay, but I would hope that we would consider that.
I think we can do both. I think we can have an executive session next week. And I think we can approve him as interim airport director today. Because it's not a permanent appointment. I mean, it's an interim appointment.
And I want to make it clear that it's not no reflection on you, Mr. Rupp. It's just something that I'll do my due diligence on. And when I get last minute information, I like to do everything, make sure I'm doing the right thing to protect the taxpayers. Thank you.
No, man, it's good point. I just to discuss the.
Let me say this, Judge. I think we might need to sit down with the county attorney and the court, everybody on the court, and HR person, and sit down and make sure we get everything laid out to us. And that's not to question anything, but make sure we're knowledgeable on it, because I may have heard one thing, somebody else may have heard something else. I think that way it would be everybody getting a broad brush at one time and laid out like that.
Why don't we do this after court? Why don't we meet with Mr. Erickson and our attorney, Mr. Wiggins, make sure that the government code chapter 551, I believe, authorizes a closed session under these circumstances. I think it will schedule a closed session for next week, but in the meantime, we need an airport director this week. And it doesn't become effective until July 16th in any event.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, I remove my exempts. I will be voting.
So we've got a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. We'll move on to county auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for debt service for the 2012 refunding of debt service payment in the amount of $1,124,000 for bond principal, bond interest, and fiscal agent's fee. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for general services for additional cost of paper and supplies in the amount of $10,000. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 368709 through 368936. We have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I'm here, Ms. Goodness. You have members of the Historical Commission here today?
I just have Linda with me today, Judge. I think the rain kept some of our members home today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because the court did want to recognize you. We received a notification from the Texas Historical Commission informing the county that the Jefferson County Historical Commission is a recipient of the Distinguished Service Award for outstanding preservation work accomplished in 2011 year of service. And it's an award that's given to historical commissions, local historical commissions that have gone above and beyond to preserve, protect, and promote the history of their county as documented in their annual report that's submitted to their organization. And so we want to, in open court, to present this Distinguished Service Award to you, and the Commissioner's Court wants to recognize you and your commission for all the fine work that you do and for all the good advice that you give to the Commissioner's Court. And so you and Lynn would come up. I'll let you take this award. Thank you for all y'all do.
Judge, I want to say, getting on the court in 2008, I didn't understand what the Historical Commission mission was, but as a sub-courthouse and not knowing how serious it can get as far as, you know, tampering with the structure or the trees, Ms. McMahon has been very helpful as far as the cemeteries and even some of the historical churches in Port Arthur. She's informed me and kept me out of trouble, I want to say, for as tampering with certain artifacts, I guess the word I would want to use, even cornerstones. So I want to say that I understand what America's all about because we must preserve our history. And because people like yourself and the committee that you work on, I think we're in good hands in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I did want to let you know this is our 30th Distinguished Service Award from the Texas Historical Commission. In 2011, the JCHC had a combined 42 members. We have 25 active members, 4 advisory, and 13 emeritus members. Our members donated 2,624 volunteer hours in 2011, and that's valued in the amount of about almost $60,000. We received no outside money or funding, but worked through the county budget of approximately $13,000, and not including the funds for our part-time county employee and for office and conference room space. Through your support, we had access to county services such as MIS, engineering, and the county clerk's office. We were also allowed space for a mini museum located inside the courthouse front door. We wish to publicly thank the court for your continued support of our efforts to preserve the history of this great county. I also would like to personally express my thanks to our coordinator, Linda McMahon, who's a very gracious lady. She keeps us all heading in the right direction, no matter how many ways we pull her. I also would like to thank our executive board members who have endeavored this past year to take on some exciting and new projects. Our duties consist of oversight of the THC historical markers located throughout the county and assisting in reviewing applications before they're submitted. We oversee historical cemeteries in the county. We're in the process of assisting in research on two cemeteries located on refinery property that have been wiped out due to the passage of time and change in staff. At present, we are watching where the Keystone Pipeline will go through the county and how this will affect our historical markers and also any abandoned and forgotten cemeteries. In 2011, with the support of the court, we applied for and received approval from Jefferson County to be declared a certified local government. This will enable us to apply for grants to do cultural and historical surveys in the unincorporated areas of the county, not including Beaumont and Port Arthur, who all already have CLG status. We worked with a history class at Lamar College in Port Arthur doing research of the historical markers. We provided tours of the courthouse for homeschooled students and their teachers. We also rotated exhibits in the mini museum. We were involved with the outside restoration of the courthouse and also in working with Bailey Architects as we try to come to an agreement with THC on the connector, and that seems to be keeping us still from getting grant money to renovate the courthouse. We've assisted a gentleman from Arkansas who spent a week in our area doing research for a book on railroad history, and also worked with another individual who's writing a book on Hampshire history in the early 1900s. We could go on and on, but none of this would be possible without your continued support and encouragement. We've blessed to have a judge in a commissioner's court who worked with us as much as needed. Not all county commissions are as fortunate as we are, and we truly appreciate you. Thank you very much for this recognition. We are already hard at work so that we can be back here next year for our next DSA award. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the community without us taking formal action on?
Judge and court, I read a recent article about West Nile in the southern part of our county, and just want to remind everyone to make sure that they take precautionary measures because of that. And we know mosquito control is spraying and doing what they have to, but it would be good to make sure that the public is well informed about that particular finding in the southern part of our county, and knowing that it exists in the county in a couple of mosquitoes.
Thank you, Commissioner. And next, if there's nothing further, then I'll announce the a closed session for the purposes of discussing implementation of security personnel, devices, or procedures at the Jefferson County Courthouse as authorized by Texas Government Code Section 551.076. The individuals who are invited to remain at the meeting, of course, include the Commissioner's Court members if they desire to attend, Ms. Deb Clark, Purchasing Agent, Ms. Bonnie Dean with the Bar Association, Mr. Kerry Erickson, Mr. Greg Fountain, Emergency Management, Mr. Tim Funches, Treasurer, Mr. Harry Fusilier, Beaumont Maintenance, Mr. Paul Halegde, MIS, Mr. Tom Manis, District Attorney, and his designees, Sheriff Mitch Woods and his designees, Patrick Swain, Auditor, Judge John Stevens, Don Rail from Engineering, Mr. Shane Howard, Tax Assessor Collector. Other than that, any other individual currently present needs to exit the court? Oh, and Ms. Trisha Nance. Ma'am? No, ma'am. I thought you were. You weren't originally on the committee, but you may attend if you desire.
I think she's on the list.
I will also include Mr. Jerome Delafosse.
Public hearing.
Otherwise, we are adjourned into closed session.